हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम व्यास शंकर ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
We have finished the 10th section. We are start the 11th section. When in the previous section we saw Prajapatihi introduced Taijasa as the Atma. When Taijasa was introduced as Atma, he went back satisfied. But again, when he analyzed, he came to know there is some sort of dissatisfaction. Because even as a Taijasa, one has limitation. The only experienced, the plane of experience is different as a Taijasa one can have, different experience. But still, in a dream also, even without any association, identity with the gross body, whenever you are a Taijasa. See, generally what do you say? The Jivatma, and the pure consciousness, associate, obtaining in the mind, associate as I, identified with the subtle body, is called Taijasaha. But here we have to understand, Taijasaha does not mean only the one who obtains in the dream. Also, even in the waking, whenever you are lost in a given thought, whenever you do not have an identity with the gross body, then you are a Taijasa only. You are conscious, you are aware, you know you are, but your identity is not with the external world. There is no association, it's not with the external world. Identity is not with the gross body. Why? Because attention is totally taken and completely paid in something else. You are lost in something. Then what are you? You are keeping awake. Still you are Taijasa. So what makes a person a Taijasa? Non-identity with the gross body, non-association with the external world, and keeping awake also, being lost in one's own thought, makes one a Taijasa. Isn't it? So, literal meaning of the word Taijasa. But still, even as a Taijasa, suppose even in dream also, what do you have? In dream also you have the external world. In dream also there's a dream experience, dream time, dream place, dream objects, dream pain, pleasure, dream pairs of opposites. There also dream sense organs come in contact with the dream objects. As a result of which also you go through dream pairs of opposites. So in there also what now you have same punya papa, you have there also you have sukadukkham, which means the pain and pleasure experienced in a dream is also what? Your exhaustion of is a result of your abala prarabdha, weak prarabdha. In waking you exhaust your pain and pleasure, you know, experience pain and pleasure, exhausting your punya papa is a prabala prarabdha. Weak prarabdha, prabala prarabdha. The only difference, when dream also there is a pain, there is dukkham. There is a time-bound pleasure, time-bound pain. But dream also is not really enjoyable. So bhogyam na pasha, we do not really see the benefit of Atma being the Jiva being, isn't it? Taijasa being the Atma. Taijasa is the Atma, the absolute reality. all-pervasive reality obtaining it as the self, what is the use of understanding Tejasa being the Atma? Still, there's no moksha here. Therefore, he was not happy. Then again, he goes back and asks, and again, Prajapati makes him wait for another 32 years. And later on, he's going to teach next mantra. I'll see that 11th mantra now. 11th section.
Tad
yatraitat
suptaha
samastaha
samprasannaha
swapnam
navijanati
yeshaha atma
iti
ha uvacha
yetadamrutam
abhayam
abhayam,
not bhayam.
Yetadamrutam
abhayam
yetad brahma
iti. Until iti, what Brahma said, Prajapati said. Now Prajapati, now in this mantra, after when Indra wait, you remember na, Virochana has already gone. Virochana had already returned and started, he has become a teacher. And the teacher of what now? All wrong teaching, and he is already contributing for Asura Parampara, isn't it? And who do all sort of wrong understanding, a result of wrong understanding, misunderstanding, and all the consequences, all this different problem. Now here, only Indra, and after waited for 32 years, again approached Prajapati. Now Prajapati says, Prajna is Atma. Who is the Prajna here? Prajna is a title attributed to the Atma. When this Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, this Atma, the pure consciousness, when identified with the mind, is all what now? The Jiva, individual. And that as Jiva, he is here, called, Jiva is called Prajna. Prajna, but obtaining in what? In deep sleep state. Therefore, Jiva identified with the mind, obtaining in deep sleep state, is called Prajna. Now, Prajapati says, this Prajna is Atma. Prajna is Atma. And now he says, Tatra, Tad Yatra Yetat Suptaha. Yetat is finishes. Suptaha. Come in. There's a place here. Suptaha means one who is fast asleep. Suptaha, one who is fast asleep, is now the one who is fast. Who is the one who is fast asleep now? Actually, the Jiva identified with the mind is called Suptaha now, sleep. Prajna is Atma. And he says, Samastaha, Samastaha Samprasannaha. The word Samastaha means the mind is totally passive, inactive, all the thoughts are resolved, therefore mind is present but non-functional. And the mind is non-functional, the mind does not back up the other powers, therefore all the subtle powers are also non-functional. So karma indriyani are non-functional, jnana indriyani are non-functional, therefore no perception takes place, no activities on the part of the physical body. Everything is resolved because mind is non-functional. And that condition of the mind, state of the mind, is called what? Deep sleep, state of the mind. Therefore, samastaha samprasannaha. Now, therefore, what happened? There is not even the self-identity. There is not even the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. There is no knowledge of the existence of the self. There is not even the knowledge of the existence of the world. Therefore, nothing exists for the one who is asleep. There is Jiva who is asleep, for whom nothing exists. Nothing exists. Isn't it? Therefore, samastaha samprasannaha means what? Everything is completely resolved. The physical body does not exist for the one who is asleep. There is no knowledge of the world, there is no knowledge of the self, there is no thought, no perception, no activity. Therefore, samastaha samprasannaha. Isn't it? Completely everything is resolved. And then, there is jiva or not? There is jiva. What? Who is jiva there? The pure consciousness. Why do you call jiva, pure consciousness jiva? Because jiva that time identified with the that non-functional mind and non-functional, isn't it, all the personality. Therefore, samastaha samprasannaha. Therefore, what happens? Swapnam navijanati. There is not even a dream. He does not know swapnam. Then, not only dream, there is neither the experience of the external world, nor is there the experience of the dream world. There is no experience of anything. Experience of one's own self also is not there. The self is not knowing one's own existence. Therefore, samastaha samprasannaha. Isn't it? That jiva, the consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state. Consciousness, when is consciousness? Always consciousness is. In waking consciousness is, there is no, the consciousness alone is known by the word, implied by the word Atma, because of its nature of all pervasiveness. This pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness, implied by the word Atma is always there. In waking it is there, dream it is there, in deep sleep it is there. In fact, everything, the time itself is in Atma only. But still, that Atma obtaining in every mind as innermost essence, identified with the given, things gets the different names as the Vishwaha, Tajasaha and Pragyaha. And there also the Jiva is there, what now? But as the Pragya. Why Pragyaha? Because no knowledge of, no experience of anything. Identity is with that mind, which when deep sleep state, jiva is identified with the mind, non-functional, inactive, passive mind, is jiva. That jiva is Atma, the reality, Brahman, Abhayam, Amritam, Brahma, says who? Prajapati says. Having heard that, saha ha shanta hridayaha pravavraja. So now Indra was satisfied with that answer. He has gone back. When he goes back, satisfied he goes back. But he goes back and has to again think how this prajna is a Pragyaha is Atma, has to think. Saha ha aprapyaiva devan yetad bhayam dadasha naha khalvayamevam sampratya atmanam janati. I am aham asmi iti. No. Eva. Imani bhutani. Vinasham. Eva. Apito bhavati. Na aham atra. Nahamatra. Bhogyam pashyami iti. Okay. Now he goes back and saying things. Again, when he was taught a prajnaha, the jiva obtaining in deep sleep state, associated with, the, identified with this mind, when even the inactive, passive, non-functional mind is called prajna, is Atma, and he said, he went back. When he thought about it, he did not go back to his devas. Again, Indra stayed back and he also expressed his fear. Bhayam dadarsha. He expressed his fear. What was the fear that Indra had? Now he says, what is this? How can I go back with this understanding? I am not satisfied. I do not see any benefit by accepting this pragyana as atma. Why? What moksha is there? I do not know my own existence. In sleep, I do not even know I am. I do not even know the world is. So everything becomes as though destroyed here. Therefore, sarvam apitaha bhavati. Apitaha bhavati means what now? Everything is as though existent and resolved. Nothing is there in sleep. So how can I, when there's no experience of anything, and how can I say there is moksha? Again, why you cannot be sleeping all the time? Again, you have to wake up. Even though sleep is a temporary freedom, why it is freedom? But unfortunately, you have to forget yourself for you to have that moksha. In waking state, whenever you forget yourself, that's called what now? Pleasure. If any external object holds your attention in the waking state, whether you are watching serial, or enjoying food, or you're talking to people, or you are involved and engrossed in something interesting, external object, it holds attention totally, you forget yourself. Okay? Then you have pleasure. That's called what? Temporary pleasure. In sleep, what is sleep? In sleep, you do not even know you are. You forget yourself. You completely do not know you are. Therefore, there is also temporary moksha. Therefore, the wrong identity is not possible. Only if you know you are, if you remember you are, then identity is possible. Then wrong identity is also possible. Thereby, the sense of smallness can be triggered. Isn't it? The fundamental problem can be triggered. Thereby, there will be possible for you to have pain and pleasure, raga, dveshas. All the difficult other problems are possible. But in sleep, you do not even know you are. Therefore, you cannot have I am small, I am inadequate. Those notions are also not possible. Therefore, in sleep, you have no dukkham. You are free. But that freedom is only temporary freedom. Why? When the next set of karma is ready, you will be woken up. Come on, wake up. You have whatever parabdha you have will be wake. Isn't it? Parabdha will wake you up. It is not possible for you to have continuously that moksha. Again, sukha-dukkham will continue. Therefore, what he thinks now? No, this is not completely knocking. I had to knock off myself. I had to knock off the whole jagat. Then I can have the temporary freedom. The sleep, this is Atma? Is Prajna the Atma? Prajna the truth? Is it? That doesn't help me really. Even if I see myself as a Prajna, there is no freedom. I don't enjoy any benefit. In seeing myself as a Vishwa, I don't see any benefit. In seeing myself as a Taijasa, I do not see any benefit. In seeing myself as a prajna also, I really do not see any phalam, prayojanam, which means still there is a limitation. Therefore, he goes back to na ahamatra bhogyam pashyami iti pashyami iti. Is it all? Savanadirga sandhis are coming. We must be able to follow that. Anyway, so I do not see anything. Now Arjuna was very clear. He knew one thing, what? I am not very clear about the truth. So he goes back to the teacher again. Saha samit panihi punareyaya tagumha prajapatiruvacha. So saha samit panihi punareyaya, first sentence. Saha indraha, again taking an offering for the teacher, he goes back to the teacher. He returned to the teacher, punareyaya. Then, him, the one who has come back to him with an offering, samitpanihi, him, prajapatihi uvacha. Prajapati said now. Punareyaya stopped, isn't it? Tam indram prajapatihi uvacha. Prajapatihi again tells him. What? Maghavan. Maghavan,
Yachantahridayah
Pravrajihi. It's a question mark, isn't it? Now Indra, the Prajapati, is asking him, Hey Maghavan. See, it's all vocative, isn't it? Hey Maghavan. Maghavan is a, again, Indra is known, called as Maghavan. Hey Maghavan. In vocative case, Maghavan. Maghava is the name. In vocative, Maghavan. Hey Maghavan. Hey Indra. No, Yachantahridayah Pravrajihi. Now you had something in your mind before you left. You left with some understanding and you have come back now. Kimichan punaragamaha. Now your arrival, I see you have arrived here. Kim ichan punaragamaha. With what expectation is your arrival here now? Which means what? What have you arrived for? What do you expect me to tell you now? That's the meaning. Iti. Then Indra tells, Sahovacha na anaha khalu ayam bhagavaha evam sampratyatmanam janati ayam aham asmi iti no eva imani bhutani vinashameva apito bhavati na aham atra bhogyam pashyami iti. So what he says, yes, I have come. He repeats same thing. First time Indra thinks for himself, then he repeats what he has thought. That is why the mantras are repeated. Repetition of the same mantras. When first time this mantra comes, there what Arjuna was thinking in himself. And second time the same mantra is repeated, what he is expressing his thought to Indra, the Prajapati. So now Indra tells, yeah, I just went back, I thought about it very well. What is this? Ayam aham asmi iti atmanam na janati vijanati. See, this is I am. I am here. I do not even know that I am in deep sleep state. As a pragya, I do not even know why I am here. I do not know the world exists around me. Therefore, everything disappears. Everything is resolved there. Therefore, everything becomes as though destroyed. Therefore, I do not see any benefit. Not knowing my own existence, not knowing the existence of the world around. Therefore, what benefit is there? Where is the moksha there? Not knowing my own existence, not knowing the world being around me, there's no moksha there. It does not make me enjoy the accomplishment of the fulfillment of all the wishes and desires. Actually, what did they come for? The very big, what was the announcement? The one who knows Atma attains the fulfillment of all his wishes and desires. And that doesn't happen. By simply falling asleep in sleep, by being in a pragya, where is the benefit? Na bhogyam na pashyami. I really do not see any benefit. In terms of what? Benefit in terms of the accomplisher of the fulfillment of all wishes and desires. That doesn't happen. Falling asleep does not make me an all accomplisher. A real accomplisher. Therefore, he's come back dissatisfied. Okay. We'll go to next month, next thing now. Yevameva Yeshaha. Again, Brahmaji is talking to Indra. Maghavan iti ha uvacha yetam. So again he's telling Indra, look at this. Tveva te bhuyaha anuvyakhyasyami. Definitely, I'm going to teach you again. Anuvyakhyasyami. I shall explain, I shall expound, I am going to again explain to you. But what's the condition? No eva. Anyatra. Yetasmat. Vasa. Now hereafter again you have to wait for Vasa. Live here for some more time. Aparani. Panchavarshani. Iti. Look at this. Thank God, not 32 years. Only 5 more years. So Indra was asked to stay for another 5 more years. Now imagine 32 plus 32 plus 32 plus 5. How many years? Now Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain here, why does Upanishad mention this so many years? Just to glorify the knowledge. See, this knowledge Indra waited for 101 years, you know, to get this knowledge. How glorious this knowledge is. Therefore, really, this knowledge is very, very highly glorious knowledge, because Indra worked very hard and stayed for, put up with all the, we don't know what all difficulties he had, only waited for 101 years, isn't it? Please, I'm not saying, Upanishad is going to say that. Saha, ha, aparani, panchavarshani uvasa. Panchavarshanyuvasa. Again, he stayed for another 5 years. Tan ekashatam sampeduhu etat tad yadahuhu ekashatam havai varshani magavan prajapatau brahmacharyamuvas tasmai hovacha. Okay, now what he says, A, this magavan is a nominative, magavan is vocative. Okay, magavan indraha, this Indra stayed for 101 years. Eka shatam means what? Eka adhika shatam. Eka uttara shatam. Ekottara shatam is called eka shatam. Ekottara shatam varshani. 101 years he stayed. Brahmacharyam uvacha. He lived a life of brahmachari in Indra Prajapati's place for the sake of this knowledge. So Shankara says, Upanishad wants to mention the number of years just to say how glorious this jnanam is.